Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good news and bad news. John and Lance and Noah get it started here this morning on ESPN 97.5. Deshaun Watson, well, actually, it's good news and good news. Deshaun Watson is busy, 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 okay? And Carlos Correa isn't. And the less we hear about Carlos Correa, the better. Because that means that the Astros are still very much in the hunt. The less we hear, the better. The more we hear about Deshaun Watson, the better. And we've heard plenty, and we're hearing more this morning from Cleveland.com. What do you think about the Browns coming in here today? Well, and I say Deshaun is busy. He's got a couple depositions today. He's got the Cleveland
Browns.
Coming in. I think he had depositions yesterday, and he had the Seahawks and the Saints coming in, and they met.
Panthers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Seahawks,
not the Seahawks. Panthers and the Saints coming in, and the Panthers brought their owner. You want to talk about serious, David Tepper came. That means you're serious.
Yep.
Now,
Panthers doing everything they can because they've got to convince Deshaun that they have a chance to win. He wants to go someplace he has a chance to win. So that's why, believe it or not, he would have gone to probably Minnesota.
Yeah.
Not a lifestyle place.
Except they're committed. They're fully committed to Kirk Cousins.
Well, they're unfortunately... I don't know that they're fully committed.
Well, right they now, just gave him another $40 million.
That's not because they're committed. It's like, how do we get less money that we owe him this year? Like, we have to spread it out over 2 years. So they did a deal to, and they also know that they can't get Deshaun Watson probably because they can't get rid of Kirk Cousins this year. This is what happens when you get contracts you can't get rid of. You get stuck a little bit. But I think the Cleveland Browns are a team we really need to keep an eye on. Because they have a chance now. They have a good running back. They have a good offensive line. They don't really have receivers.
They just got Amari Cooper.
Yeah, that's true. They traded not
and
much for
Jarvis
Amari
Landry.
Cooper.
The thought is Jarvis Landry would maybe come back.
I don't even think they need Jarvis Landry. Okay. I just think he's just a guy they have.
But he's a possession guy with Amari Cooper there.
Yeah, but you can go find anyone off the street. Yeah. You can go find a free agent.
Oh, really? How about the Texans? How good?
Go
they're?
Find
how,
a free
how well
agent.
They're doing at that?
Well, they're not trying.
Well,
last year they didn't try, did they?
No.
I mean,
but
I can go find you some wide receivers if you want. They would, you know, you can go find another wide receiver. They got good tight ends. They got good defense. They're ready to win.
Yeah,
they're in an offense where Lamar Jackson hadn't been the same quarterback and wasn't healthy at the end of the year. Might be the first signs of a running quarterback starting to get hurt. Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger's gone. Pittsburgh has Mitch Trubisky now, who said he's going to Pittsburgh. And you got the Bengals, who are obviously going to be tough. But I don't think that it's an insurmountable ask. I think that's a potential power shift. If Deshaun Watson goes to Cleveland, the new teams are Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And there's the power shift. I just don't get that feeling from – I mean, the Ravens aren't even a playoff team. I just don't get the vibe from the Ravens that they're still the same team that they once were. So Deshaun to Cleveland is one to keep your eye on because – they do have the 11th pick. Let's take a look at some of the draft picks. The best pick available is obviously the Panthers at 6. Cleveland is 11. It's okay. It's not bad. I mean, I'm placing Garrett, my last mock. Or no, they may be 13, actually. No. Washington is 11. So I think Cleveland is either 12 or 13 because I thought about putting Jordan Davis there. But I said, you know what, an analytics guy is not going to go with the two-down run-stopping guy. So I went with the wide receiver, I believe. But I went George Karloftis in this last mock draft. What number are they?
They're 13.
So what you could be looking at is a guy like George Karloftis. You could be looking at maybe Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, Treylon Burks. I mean, you know, pretty good players. There'll be an offensive lineman there. Kenyon Green would be available for you in that position from Texas A&M.
You still got yours, which you could use on the offensive
line. Good guard, absolutely. Yeah. So you still have
And Aiden Hutchinson, Kenyon Green, how would you feel about that?
I'd feel fine with it. Wouldn't have a problem with it. Build the trenches. That's how you start a really good team. You build the trenches. So I'd feel fine with it. I'm just saying, let's put some names. All of a sudden, when you're putting some names to these draft picks, you say, hey, man, Texans got a chance to add some guys. So, yeah, there's things to get excited about.
If it was six Panthers, what would it be?
And so if you're the sixth pick, you start looking at maybe Sauce Gardner, Kyle Hamilton. You look at potentially Kayvon Thibodeau. You could be looking at, those are some of the most likely scenarios. Your offensive linemen, I think, go off the board. I don't think the Texans would look at Trevor Penning in that spot. At least I would hope not.
Derek Singletary.
Possibly. He's going to end up having a good workout. His profile is going to raise back up.
Yeah.
And I think what's going to happen is he's going to be a big, he's going to be a 6'1". You know, realistically, he's going to be 195 to 200-pound corner in the league.
Well,
he's going to run fast, jump high. He might remind Nick of Stephon Gilmore. When Nick Caserio looks at him, he may say, this is another Stephon
Gilmore.
And if
he gets too big, he's a safety. You just lost Justin Reed, who to the Chiefs, by the way, who signed with the Chiefs. But there is another aspect to this trade that is interesting. It's Baker Mayfield. Now, I wonder if the talk about this. Now, the Browns have been nosing around for a quarterback anyway. They were talking to some different guys. Derek Carr, they were interested in.
The Browns were.
So, you know, Baker Mayfield's probably sitting there, well, they, you know what? They didn't offer. They picked up my fifth-year option. That's it. So I don't have a long-term deal with these people. They're nosing around for Deshaun Watson. I'm not going to be here. I wonder if they're at a point of no return.
Would you want to give Baker Mayfield new money?
I'm not giving
at
Baker
30
Mayfield.
Million. He's going to be asking for over $30 million a year. Would you want to do that?
No, I'm not doing
no.
that. That's the Dak Prescott situation.
This is the problem with, I think it's even worse.
Yeah.
These are the problem with second contract guys. Your second contract quarterback, it's like, oh, my God, you thought second running backs were bad. Second quarter. To them, it's they're owed this money.
Quarterbacks believe they're owed
$30 million plus a year.
Second contract quarterbacks usually work out better than running backs, though, because you know, I mean, it's not like you got a gun to your head. You pretty much know either that's your guy or you've gotten rid of him already.
Well,
by 5 years,
the quarterbacks are more tradable, but Goff was not a good deal. That didn't work out.
No,
Wentz didn't work out.
But name all the ones that did work out.
There's not a lot. I mean, the only quarterbacks who get second contracts with their team are the ones that are good.
That are good.
So I mean, yeah, I mean your second contract, Lamar hasn't gotten there yet. I'm thinking of the more recent, like the big explosion. So like over the last 8 years where the quarterback contract has exploded, Deshaun hasn't worked out so far, but we'll see what happens. That you can't say it's worked out. We'll see what happens with Dak. I would argue that Dak. Here's what I would argue. That is a lot of money to pay a guy that you think you're going to win with instead of win because of.
Yeah.
That would concern me.
Yeah.
That would concern me.
All right, let's
get
back to Baker. If you did a trade if they traded for Deshaun Watson, gave you 13 and another first round, or maybe two more first round or second rounder, and maybe some players, whatever the case may be, whatever you get from Cleveland.
Because they've got some players.
Whatever you get from Cleveland. Baker Mayfield probably going to be part of that trade. You're not taking Baker Mayfield.
No.
You don't want Baker Mayfield here. There's no question about that. You would need another trade partner. You would do a three-way deal.
Unless you wanted, unless your scouts and your and Nick Caserio thought Baker Mayfield was, unless they thought very highly of him and they were willing to install him and give him, because here's something that we never consider, but it is possible that Nick Caserio would say, Baker Mayfield is more NFL talented than, you know, the first pick of the draft and a guy who was in the third round. Who had a good end of the year on a bad team against, you know, they could say, I don't think they will, but they could say Baker's better than Davis Mills. But what we'll do is we'll give Baker this year and we'll find out what he's, you know, we'll take him as part of the trade. We've got money available. We'll see how he does. And if we don't like it, we let him walk. If we do like it, we extend him and maybe we look to move Davis Mills, because Davis Mills would get you a higher draft pick than what he was drafted for. He would, I think you have, he's a commodity. Now, I don't think that's the favorite, But what the Texans could do is they could say, hey, we're going to expedite this, and we're going to go with the quarterback that we've seen win NFL games, who has NFL experience. They could decide to take on Baker Mayfield, because if it's not them, he's getting traded to somebody else. Now, I think that's the underdog.
That's a huge underdog.
I think the favorite is they just keep it cheap with Davis Mills and see what they have. I think that's the favorite.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. If he does go to another team, there are plenty of teams that would be. Now, maybe he wouldn't be part of the trade. Maybe the Browns would just trade him in another deal and get some
Oh,
some
I think it's a separate. Yeah, I don't think it's a three team. I think it's a separate
Probably deal. Probably a
separate deal. To make money work.
Probably a separate deal. And there's a team in the division that certainly needs a quarterback.
Look what happens when you have something like a quarterback suddenly retire in his prime. Look at what the cult when you get this is quarterback purgatory right now.
Yeah.
I would rather be in a Texan spot than a Colt spot. And what I mean by that is, hey, at least you're not paying a ton. At least you don't have to give up first round picks. Like the Colts know they can win now, and they're like, well, what do we do now? Let's try gap. Let's just bridge it with Phillip Rivers. Let's give it a shot with Carson Wentz. Maybe we take on Baker Mayfield, but then we got to pay him like afterwards. How hard has that got to be when you know that you're too good to get a good draft pick, and you're it's like the Rockets scenario where the Rockets could never. It was James, and then what else? And they kept, you know, and then they eventually they get desperate. They give Chris Paul too much money, and look what that ended up spiraling.
No, absolutely.
I'd rather be in a Texan situation where they're not sure.
Unfortunately, I say this. Unfortunately, the consequence of trading Deshaun Watson to the Browns might be that the Colts get better. It might be an unfortunate consequence, and you think, well, what's it? Listen, Jeremy Branham yesterday tweeted out that the Texans would not allow the Colts to speak to Deshaun Watson. And he said, well, that can't be because don't let it be because they're in the division. Let it be because they don't have enough draft capital to satisfy
which probably they don't.
Which probably they don't.
Not this year.
But you don't trade them in the division anyway. I wholeheartedly disagree with Jeremy. You don't trade that guy. You don't want that guy twice a year. You do not want the heat of you do not give up a top five quarterback to a team in your division. You just don't do it. You might even take a little bit less to send them to the NFC. You might, I mean, honestly, you do not want that guy in your division, period. You don't see teams trading premier players to another team in their division. It just doesn't happen, and there's a reason for it. You don't want to see him twice. I don't want to see Deshaun Watson twice a year.
No.
Jeremy Branham apparently didn't go through all those years where the Texans never won a game in Indianapolis, that where Andrew Luck came in here and beat their ass with Deshaun Watson on the field. You do not do that with a team in your division. And I really don't even want to see, if you want to know the truth, I don't want to see Baker Mayfield in Indianapolis.
No, Baker has a chance. Baker's not terrible. No. Baker is the guy who needs a running game.
Baker's not terrible. You know what's Baker's record when he's with the Browns?
I have no idea.
29-30. You know how great that is?
29-30?
It's awesome.
It is?
Did you see the Browns before he got there?
Well, that doesn't make
they
it great.
They were winless. They went how many years without a win?
Yeah, but they've built up. They've got a lot of talent on that team now, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm giving them credit for having Myles Garrett, Nick Chubb.
They also won a playoff game. This is the Cleveland Browns. We can't forget what a doldrum organization this was.
Why wouldn't you take that for the Texans in?
Because I don't want to give Baker Mayfield next year $30 million.
I don't either. Yeah. I mean, the worst case scenario is he comes in here and he cousins it. And he goes like 31 and 31 and 9. And you win 9 games, and you're like, well, I guess we got to give him $31 million a year for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh.
No, I like it to Cousins, too. It's about the same.
Yeah, it's one of those things
But GMs think, hey, Cousins can win.
No, until they have to try to win the big game, a big game with him. What he is, he's a stat collector, same way Matt Schaub was. Matt Schaub, you can win games with Matt Schaub, too. You just, when Matt Schaub needed to make plays to win games, he went in the tank.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between snap takers and playmakers. And Deshaun Watson is a playmaker. That's why you don't send him to the Colts. If you send Deshaun Watson to the Colts, you might have your brains kicked in for the next, you know, for the next 5 to 6 years minimum. We already lived that with Peyton Manning. But the Colts could literally kick your brains in if they got Deshaun Watson. You don't want to make it easy for them.
No, I don't want. I do not want a twice a year. We saw Vince Young twice a year. Thank God.
Vince fell. Vince stopped
chicken wings and
stopped going to meetings on time and stopped really putting the time in.
Oh, my goodness. All right, 714 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Just getting started with this conversation. If you want in, if you got a thought about it, you're both welcome to get in at 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on that and more. Right now, though, I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford, and it all starts at the top with the philosophy. And the philosophy is get you that Ford car or truck at the best price that they possibly can and make it so that your payments are perfect for you so that you're not choking on them every single month. How about nothing down? How about 0% financing for 60 months? How about no payments for 90 days? There is nobody else in the city that's doing it. You're not finding that. You're just not finding that. And it's unbelievable how good that is. And they've got all kinds of pre-owned vehicles on the lot. So, listen, you customize that vehicle exactly how you want it, and you're going to pay exactly what you want with the 0-0-0. But if you want a vehicle now, you need something right now, they got pre-owned vehicles on the lot that are for 90% of them are certified. You ask them what the certification is all about, the process is, and what that means. But here's the deal. It's just awesome. They're going to get you in that Ford car or truck or whatever off the lot, those pre-owned vehicles off the lot, and you're going to love your deal. You're going to be exactly where you need to be at. They're not going to gouge it. They'll never add on. They'll never mark up. They just don't do that. It's not the philosophy at the top with the Chastangs. They're wonderful people. You'll love doing business. But the most important thing is you're going to get the best deal that you possibly can. All at ChastangFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you on the show. Lamont, stop sending videos like that.
By the way, I do want to, we forgot to mention this Friday, but our buddy Red Raider, Kevin, his brother Craig Shelton passed away.
Yeah.
He had been a long time listener or former show and had participated in different avenues at 610 and when we came to 1560 for a while. But
he was one of the first guys I met at 610.
Was he?
Yeah. I don't know why, but he's one of my oldest memories there.
Listener event?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Craig Shelton.
Well, he also came in studio with us. And
well, yeah, I brought him in, him and my Dr. Football, Jimmy, who used to be a really funny caller, and I had them. You were out, and I had both. I just had two listeners. I said, I'd give two listeners a chance to come in and host an hour with me while John is out. So Jimmy and Craig both came in studio, and then Craig got the itch to do radio after that. And so did Jimmy, actually. They did a show on Sundays on 610 for a while. But so anyway, Lesbian Craig, who he self-named, his whole thing was, that whole name came about because after Cheryl Swoops came out, Craig said, hey, I'll be a lesbian. I'm Lesbian Craig. that was his whole thing. So I know he had battled with an illness here over the last couple of years, so he passed
away. Some kidney thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. Kind of sucks, you know. It's actually three listeners. Derek, who you didn't know as well, but Derek would call in and only talk to me. Mr. Zierlein, Patriot Derek, so he passed away, and then you had Malik, our guy Malik, Thomas, and now Craig Shelton. So kind of three different radio
listeners. It's weird, all young guys, too.
Yeah. Yeah, over the last probably 6 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
And good guys. R.I.P. Yep. Lesbian Craig.
For sure. I just want to make sure, out of respect, get that in there because I was on remote on Friday and we wanted to get it in and just completely forgot. So I wanted to make sure, especially out of respect to Red Raider Kevin, who that was his brother.
You completely forgot to tell your Bill O'Brien story yesterday.
I did. So my son is considering Alabama. He's got a pretty good scholarship offer, just academics.
He's not playing football there?
No. He's about 130 pounds. He scored. He got a good ACT. It's not like his grades.
So is Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Not as fast as Devontae.
Okay.
Doesn't have the ball skills.
All right.
But they are about the same size because Alec is about 6'1 now. He's shot up. But he had a good ACT score. And so what we learned is that there's a couple schools, I think Ole Miss, Arkansas, and Alabama are three schools right now that are aggressively pursuing students with really good grades or really good scores. They want to raise the profile of their schools. And we found out over 50, it's now at 57% of their campuses out of state. 57% of the students, it's actually 57.9% of Alabama's student base comes from out of state, which is pretty incredible. I would have guessed 30%, but it's been shooting up. Well, so we're considering it too. We drove to Tuscaloosa. It was a bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm.
We drove to Tuscaloosa. It took about 9 hours to get there, I guess. And we went in the next day. So a buddy of mine with the a scout named Jamie with the Colts set up. I happened to be in the combine. I saw him and he goes, "Oh," I told him, "How's family? Oh, my son. You know, we're going to take a trip to Alabama." He goes, "Oh, I'll help you. You want to see something with football?" Because I'm like, I'm trying to convince Alec, hey, you need to give this a legitimate thought because it's a heavy scholarship instead of paying for the other schools. So Jamie set up a meeting with their director of pro personnel or player personnel, which is the liaison all the scouts talk
pro
to.
Pro personnel was right. It's Alabama.
Yeah, pro personnel. Right. So pro teams come in and talk to this guy, Bob Welton. He used to be a scout with the Cleveland Browns for many years, and he's with Tennessee with Butch Jones, right?
Yep.
So he came over, so he meets us outside, and he gives us a tour. And, I mean, Alabama, they've got a virtual reality center that they use to train players on certain things. They have a concussion machine that I've never seen before or even knew existed. They have a sleep center where you lay in this chair and then water rushes underneath you and it massages you with heavy duty water pressure and it makes you go to sleep. There's another one that's like there's another water chamber where you can get sleep in there. They've got three psychologists on staff for different, and Nick, when you're a freshman, you have to go see these psychologists. They work with you about, anything that you're the stress. He's like, kids today have a lot of stress and pressures, social media stuff.
Do they?
He said, especially if you're at Alabama, you got to perform. He goes, it's pretty demanding here at Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would bet. So all this stuff, he's shown us all this, and it's really incredible stuff that I hadn't seen at a lot of these programs. So then he takes up to the cafeteria. And he's showing us, like, okay, here's where all the other – every athlete gets to go here, and then football's got their own thing up here. So we go up to see the football. We're walking into it, and out here comes Billy O.
Oh, no.
Walking out. I'm like, oh, my God. I see him coming. I'm just like – what flashes immediately is our conversation. Like, here we go. Who knows what's going to happen here?
What happened?
So really nothing. We walk by. And
did you acknowledge him?
I don't know if he knew who I was, but I just looked him right in the eye. He's like, hey, like to everybody, Bill's just hi. And I'm thinking, I don't know if he recognized me, if he knew me and see me for a couple years. I don't know if he recognized me or if he, you're not expecting to see, when you're not expecting to see someone
that you know
somewhere. Yeah. And I know that he had to leave, like at some point he had to go.
Oh, what the?
Know who that is. Except that, so the guy kept walking with us, and Alec goes, that's Bill O'Brien. Do you know him? I said, oh, I know. He goes, he probably hates you. I said, he probably doesn't love me. So, and I don't love him. So anyway, he ruined my city's football team. So anyway, Alec tells me later, he goes, I'm pretty sure I could tell he recognized you. I don't think he likes you. I'm like, I don't know if he recognized me or not. Well, then he shows us, and he goes, there's three different lines. People who need to lose weight, there's three or four people who work there who, when one of the guys who needs to lose weight comes in, an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, they chaperone them through the food line, and they pick their food for them.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's already set up. People who need to gain weight, going this line, and their food is picked.
That's the line I want to be in.
And then there's the other people who basically just, you get whatever you want. And so that's how their food stuff works. But it was incredible, as you can imagine. So Bill O'Brien saw me. My guess is, I don't know if it was immediately recognized me, because, you know, he's not expecting to see me there. So it is probably one of those things where he goes, I know I saw that.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's Zuerlein. I'll make sure that scholarship gets yanked from his son.
Do you think Bill O'Brien is going to try to yank Alex?
I will say this. The guy talked to Alec about, if you come here, because, you know, he knows I want him to come there, so he's doing everything he can. If you come here, get you in a football program, you can start working with one of the coaches. You learn
with
to scout.
With O'Brien.
He goes, you learn to scout high school players. We give you a scouting system. You start scouting. You watch tape. And you have to analyze and evaluate these high school players based on what we give you to look at. And you cut up tape. Well, you don't do it as much as you recognize it. You cut up tape for the coach to see. You know, you get digital plays and you put them together. And he goes, you work with your coach. Every one of our kids who's done this has started working for college or pro programs over the last 6 years. Every single one of them.
Really?
They've become scouts, yeah. And all I could think of was, well, that's gone now.
Yep.
That's out. Billy will make. I need Billy to get a job somewhere immediately. Right. Somewhere else.
Where?
I know. Well, he's been a front runner at head coaching jobs all over the place. Is what his agent leaks all over the place. Like Bill O'Brien, front runner at Jacksonville. Like Bill O'Brien, front runner at LSU. Those are two articles that have actually come out.
Yeah, right.
And I don't even know that he's even gotten a second interview at either place.
All right, a lot of signings and more Deshaun talk on the other side right here. Man, it was a busy, busy day in the NFL offseason and Major League Baseball offseason. So we will talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite and the greatness that is. And listen, what is it that you need done? I mean, I keep talking about, you know, outdoor patios and, you know, you want an outdoor kitchen. Well, Jeff Aronoff can do that with the stone and the marble and the brick and all of the stuff, and he can put in the patio and all that things and the tile for your pool or whatever you're doing outside. But inside, and it goes as deep as flooring and walls, and, you know, you want to put in a bar, you want to put in all the countertops for your home, the cabinets for your home. It's nonstop. It's unbelievable. All the things that he can do and remodel and make it look great and bathrooms and everything else. And listen, that's big jobs. You want to redo your bathroom with the tile and the shower and the toilets and the vanities. I mean, that's big job. And Jeff Aronoff is here for you. So if you're looking for that guy that's going to get this and he designs it and he's going to help you pick it, all of the stuff that you want, he does this every single day. So you don't need somebody in between, and he'll do all the work as well. It's all at 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble Granite, 713-880-2822.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zuerlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 731 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, a lot of signings yesterday. Okay, just immediate thoughts, Lance, when I tell you this. Justin Reed to the Chiefs.
It's fine. It fits him.
Yeah. Teron Matthews is out there, right?
So yeah, I think Teron wants a bunch of money. Teron's a little bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be his 14 coming up. Texans had him for a year. He wanted a bunch of money. He doesn't really cover. This is the problem with Teron. He's undersized. He doesn't really cover man-to-man cover guys. So he's not a cover slot. He's a freestyling playmaker, which is great, but you have to have a very certain role for him in a defense. You have to be willing to play that role, and you can't be as varied with your coverages because he's kind of a weakness in that way. He's a dog. He's a heart. When I say it, I mean in a good way. You know, he's a hard worker. There's a lot of good things about Teron Matthew, but he's also a little bit high maintenance sometimes, too.
Yeah.
He's not afraid to go out there with his Twitter fingers. This just in, and it shouldn't have to be said, but GMs and owners don't love it when your Twitter fingers get real salty.
Really?
Yeah, they're not a big fan. And Teron Matthew's not afraid to turn some stuff into some Twitter drama.
All right, J.C. Jackson to the Chargers.
Man, Chargers are spending some money now.
Yeah.
You basically bought a cornerback. You say, we can't really get it right, and we're in a division with the Chiefs. Let's go. Let's go buy a corner
and a defensive end.
Yep, Khalil. I mean, so when they
it's one thing they have to do. They need defense.
Yeah, so they're putting him on the other side of Bosa. They got to keep Joey Bosa healthy, but it looks like an instant upgrade. I mean, that looks like a team that if they can go draft a running back this year to go with they re-sign Mike Williams. If they can find a running back to go with Austin Ekeler, because that's really what they're missing. They're missing a true hammer, a guy that can. Austin runs so hard, but he breaks down because of it. They need a guy in there like Zamir White from Georgia, who they can just, you know, bang. Use this guy to eat up 12 of the carries a game. Then you don't have to lean on the short yardage stuff because Austin Ekeler is not really made for short yardage.
No, that's Kelly was doing that.
Yeah, they just don't think he's a good guy.
Teddy Bridgewater to the Dolphins as a backup.
Yeah,
I don't think he creates any controversy there. Nope. CJ Azuma to the Jets. He's going to not like that nearly as much as going to the Super Bowl.
No, but he made that choice.
Yeah.
He decided to be a Jet.
He liked the money. Yeah.
So, good pickup for the Jets.
Yeah, he's a good player.
It's funny. I remember one of their executives was not a big CJ Azuma fan coming out because I kind of liked him. I was like, hey, this guy's a pretty good pass catcher. I think it was maybe the first year I was doing this, first or second. And the guy said, yeah, but he's soft. He won't block. I think they've changed their mind.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you don't really have to block anymore.
No.
It's not really a prerequisite anymore at tight end. Things have changed since 2015. Blocking optional.
Jimmy Graham changed the whole world. DeMarcus Lawrence back to the Cowboys. They gave him nice money.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky to the Steelers. That's interesting. If you want to know the truth, what is that? Mitch is like 64-38 is touchdowns to interceptions.
Yeah, but it gives, which isn't great, but
it's not great, but for a guy who was just,
I think it's actually,
as a number two overall pick, just kicked to the curb. He's a lot better than people thought.
Well, he hasn't been a starter, but for the Bears, and Bears fans couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Bears fans are stupid.
Well, we'll see. He started nowhere else, so we'll see what happens. I mean, for the Steelers, what it does, it gives him, it's what free agency does. You say, okay, we got Mitchell Trubisky. If things fall right for us, we can draft a quarterback in the first. If not, we got a guy that we can continue to play with. So you have to do that. You can't put everything on the draft or you get screwed.
No. And then Travarius Ward to the 49ers.
Yeah, that's a good pickup for them. Yeah. He has some talent from the Chiefs. So the Chiefs lose him, so they need to get a cornerback somewhere. I was a little surprised he got away from the Chiefs.
Working on getting Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com.
She wrote an article that basically the Cleveland Browns are extreme. They know how hard it is to get quarterback. If you're going to pay over $30 million a year for a quarterback, you'd rather it be a guy that you know is worth it in Deshaun Watson, as opposed to one in Baker Mayfield that, we don't feel great about writing this check. You can't do it. At some point, you know, Bucky Brooks has had this would never happen. Bucky Brooks's point, and he actually made this with Lamar Jackson, is at some point, which didn't go well with Twitter, but at some point, teams are going to start looking at how expensive these second contracts are with quarterbacks and how debilitating they are from a cap standpoint, and they're just going to say, look, maybe we treat quarterbacks like running back and we just draft one every few years. Well, my point is that's not realistic. But because it's hard once you don't have one. If you get too good, but you don't want to give the quarterback that amount of money, you're going to take a big fall. I understood his point. You don't want to give average to above average quarterbacks elite money just because they say, well, we're next up. You shouldn't have to pay elite money just because somebody says, it's my turn now. No, this is for Aaron Rodgers. This is for like five quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5 quarterbacks get paid this amount. And the rest of you are going to get really good life-altering money, but you don't get this money. This is elite money. It shouldn't be for Kirk Cousins. I mean, it really shouldn't.
No.
But Kirk changed the game. Once you do that, it changes the game. The Texans tried to change the game with Laremy Tunsil's contract, and the rest of the league said, nah, it's a stupid contract. We're not.
No,
we're not using that.
You didn't change the league. All you did was change everybody's mind about you. How stupid you are. That's all you did. That's what you did.
That's actually so. You just told a true story.
No, that is true. That is a true story. How about the Jaguars? Man, the Jaguars.
The Jaggies are trying to.
They're going for it.
They're trying to get up into the bottom 10 instead of the bottom 1.
I'm not sure about. What do you think about Christian Kirk for $72 million?
Well, that seems
and
crazy.
And Zay Jones for $24 million.
That seems crazy. That seems desperate.
Now,
Christian Kirk's money was super desperate, but I know why they're doing it. They're doing it because they think that position is important for their quarterback. They think that is a position. That
Christian
is similar
Kirk
to
is
an Amari.
Be your savior?
Amari Rod? No, he's not. That's why I still think they overpaid it. But they probably look at him as like an Amari Rodgers at Clemson. You know, a slot guy who makes Trevor Lawrence who gives him a little more comfort level. I thought that money was crazy for Christian Kirk. That made no sense to me. Just way too much money. Zay Jones, a good route runner. He's just kind of a guy. I did love.
Well,
Brandon,
I will say
Brandon
this about Zay Jones. Do you remember what Derek Carr said about him?
No.
Said he's the hardest worker he's ever played with.
Really?
So that's a positive. Now, all that hard work turned into like one touchdown. It was ridiculous, right? He didn't have any stats at all. As hard as he works, he still isn't very. He also signed Evan Engram to a 1-year $9 million deal.
How about that?
Foley Fatukasi and for a lot of hard names, Olaquan and Brandon Scherf.
Yeah.
3 years, $49.5 million.
Good signing there. That's way better than the Christian Kirk signing. I mean, Brandon Scherf is a legit dude.
Yeah.
You just added a legit cornerback, a legit guard. So you've got a legit Pro Bowl caliber guard. You re-upped with, you have Cam Robinson for another year. You got the first pick. You may make it a tackle. Now, you could make it a rusher. You could make it a tackle. You could sell it off to the highest bidder if there is somebody who would be willing to do that. But, the Jaggies are moving ahead of that. They're spending money, and they're spending on guys that, look, it's not hard. They're going to let, what's his name, DJ Chark walk. Has he signed anywhere yet?
No.
But Chark is going to walk.
He is signed.
Was that yesterday? Yeah.
No, he did it this morning.
Yeah, you can say it on the air if you didn't say it.
Right. He signed with the Lions. That's right. Yep. Which is good for you, DJ Chark. But
they've been looking for
they're going with Christian Kirk and Zay Jones. Wow, that's kind of odd. It's odd that those choices. But apparently, and you know, they're going to be high up every round. They could have picked up a wide receiver or two.
Well, don't forget that they also have. They also have Travis Etienne back this year.
Yeah.
They didn't have him last year.
Right.
So it's like they get a brand new draft pick this year. And Etienne can ball now. I think Etienne is a player. And now Urban Meyer looked at him as a potential wide receiver, which was – Urban was just such a weirdo. I don't know what Urban was doing. Well, I know what he was doing, and it was not appropriate.
No.
This move where you're getting up under center, this is a shotgun league now, okay? It's a shotgun league. You keep your space. You can't get up under center all the time for quick quarterback sneaks at bars, especially not when you're married. Well, you're not supposed to try to quarterback sneak everything with a quick, get up under there. Hut, go, hut, hut. All of a sudden you're just, hey, somebody's got a camera behind me because that's what goes down now. If they're not self-snitching, they're snitching on you.
742 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Back to Deshaun talk. Mary Kay Cabot going to join us from the Cleveland Plain Dealer coming up just a little bit.
Jacksonville has spent about $100 million already.
Yeah.
Cool. They are trying to buy their way out of the first pick.
$100 million. They 72, 50, 45, 30, 24, and
well,
nine.
So over the course of is it $100 million this year that they're going to spend?
Maybe this year.
Maybe it's for this year.
Yeah, maybe just this year. But, man, they've spent... They're going
They spent $100 million just on Zay, Scherf, and Kirk, they say.
Yeah.
Is that true? It feels like it's more than that.
No, it's more than that.
It's
72
way more.
Plus 50, that's 122. And who else? And there's 150 on those three. There's 150 on
I feel
three.
Like they spent $100 million this year on deals.
With
signing bonuses and guaranteed money.
That could well be, yeah. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number.
Of course, the pundits, the general consensus amongst pundits, the Jags overpaid for mediocrity again. Mm. That could be true. Yep. I mean, that Zay Jones and even Christian Kirk, those deals look – I like the Scherf deal, but this is why if you get into the business of buying a bunch of free agents, you are literally paying the highest retail prices possible. It's not a winning model typically.
All right, that's no jab at the organization. Hey, well, it kind of is a jab.
It is. Has nothing to do with site jab, but if they want their website rebuilt, I can still, you know, get them over to Hector Garcia and his staff. Site jab has been in business over 20 years. You know, when the first websites came out, I remember you could, you didn't know which links were going to be broken. It was a mess, but you didn't really care. That's just the way it was, and it wasn't about website design. And over the years, website design became a bigger deal. Well, now, I mean, it is so, it's not complicated, but it's robust. Let me just say that. And SiteJab uses analytics where they have studied for years and years. This has been a studied process where they understand what keeps people's eyes engaged. Are their color schemes, their fonts, their page layouts. All of this has actual answers, and they've got the answers. They understand what people are willing to, you know, click through and what they're not willing to click through. What is it that causes people to leave your page? What does it cause people, what causes people to stay engaged with your page? And then if people are engaged with your page, can you convert them into actual business? And that's something that can happen. And that's why they are the ones to contact to build your website. They can actually get people engaged with your site, keep them there longer, and then help you convert them to actual business because they have e-commerce that they can integrate into your site as well. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com, that's SiteJab.com.
ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I just like the name Fattucassi. That's what I'm talking about, Foley Fattucassi. Yeah, signs with the Jags. So here's the deal. We haven't talked about any baseball deals, and there are some deals that are very, very interesting. Carlos Correa, no news on the Western front with Carlos Correa, which is good news for Astros fans, I feel like. The longer that this thing takes, the more likely it is that it's the Houston Astros. Probably whatever length of deal with a 1 year out, hopefully a 2 year out. Maybe I'm thinking, hopefully, if they want to get Boris out of this deal, because Scott Boris, if he signs a long term deal with a team, he's not getting all the commission on it. They had a $275 million offer from the Detroit Tigers. So the William Morris agency would get a piece of that commission at Boris. But however, if it's just 1 year, a 1 year deal, William Morris gets a piece of that 1 year deal, but then Scott Boris can redo the whole thing and get all of the commission on it. So that's more than likely what will happen. I would hope that the Astros would force him into a two-year deal.
Your guy didn't seem to think that was accurate, that information.
It is accurate.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I think they're enamored with Scott Boris, and you should be. The dude is impressive. He gets more money than anybody, and I think they want to.
I think Scott is also going to tell you what you need to hear so it's not so transparent what he's doing.
Yeah. So, listen.
Is it an easy selling point? Hey, next year, listen, the market resets.
You're still going to be.
There's no shortstops on the market. Well, you know, you're worth $400 million contract. We can't find it right now. Like, no crap, Scott.
Right. So, yeah, that was one of the first things. Even if you go out next year, you're still going to be the youngest free agent out there. That's great. Oh, okay. Well, whatever. It's also, I want to get that whole 5%, okay? If you want to be transparent, I want that 5%, brother. Okay, so, but I think the longer that it goes, the better for the Astros, even if it's just 1 year. Do you mind taking Carlos Correa just for one more year?
No, obviously I don't mind it, but I did think about this. It's going to be, Eric Lade and I were talking about, it's all he can talk about. He calls me now to find out what's going on. I'm finally watching Ozark season 4, and he did a good job in that role.
Yeah, he did.
He keeps calling about Carlos. What's the latest? What's the latest? What's up? What's going on with Carlos? And I'm like, well, you know, I think there's a decent chance he comes back, but a one-year deal. And we were talking about it, and it's, I mean, it will initially feel good until you realize this is just, it, all year long, it's dead man walking. You know, he's a lame duck shortstop. And when it is, when you know that's the case, I think it will not feel as good as last year when you're hopeful and you weren't really thinking about it. Maybe a deal can get done. Now we know what the deal is. Like, especially if he signs a 5-year deal with a 1-year opt out, because you're going to have to cheer for Carlos to do good. And every time Carlos does well, it means you're 100% not going to have Carlos Correa. He's just making more money for himself and Scott Boras, which is fine. I mean, I love Carlos, but I think it'll be a little different 1 year. You slow down Jeremy Pena's progress. You just put off the inevitable. But at the same time, you're a better team with Carlos Correa.
So yeah. I wish it was 2 years, if you want to know the truth. Yeah, I wish it was two.
Me
but,
too.
But it's, if it's just one, then it's one.
Why would you want it to be two? Like,
because you got the Verlander win.
No, I would want it. No, I would too. But if you're Carlos' side, that's 2 years you have to fade injury and anything like that. Like, you got to try to get guaranteed money as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Well, so he's already done that. Hey, listen, he bet on himself and he won. He's going to make a boatload of money, and that's great. Good for him.
That would be incredible if they got a 1-year deal with no trade clause and they just dealt him at the break. He got a crap load for him. That would be unbelievable.
Except the team wouldn't give up a boatload since he's got an out after
unless the year. Unless you thought it gave you a huge advantage to get a deal done. Like, it'd have to be a team that wants him for the long term. And they want to have exclusive negotiating rights.
Yeah.
Because then you have exclusive opportunity to negotiate.
Yeah.
Plus, you get bird rights.
Well, not really.
Oh, that's right.
So I'm a little bit worried now about, did you see who the Mariners picked up?
Who the Mariners picked
up? Jesse Winker. You know who Jesse Winker is?
Yeah.
Jesse Winker is a really, really, he's really good at baseball. Jesse Winker was an all-star last year.
Wasn't he with Walter White when they were doing the meth stuff?
No, that's not the same Jesse.
Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman. So Jesse Winker hit .305 last year. His OPS was .949.
Wow, Jesse Winker. Oh, he's a National Leaguer. They don't count.
He had 24 homers, 71 RBIs on the Reds. He only played in 110 games. He got hurt.
That is
24 and 71 in 110 games, bro.
That beard game is like, he can grow a beard in 2 days.
Yeah, right. No.
So you know he's serious.
I'm really not worried about a beard game. What I'm worried about is Jesse Winker going to the Mariners and dominating. All right? This is a problem.
Dominating?
Yeah, dominating. I don't like Jesse Winker coming in here playing 19 times.
I have never seen somebody more scared of the AL West than you. Every year there's somebody that you're terrified of. It's usually the A's. Sometimes it's like, it's never, for whatever reason, it's never Trout and Otani. It should be Babe Ruth and Babe Ruth.
This year it's the Mariners. The Mariners are loaded
because of Jesse Pinkman?
Because of Jesse Winker. Now, Eugenio Suarez, he's a 200 hitter, so I'm not really worried about him. But they also got him in the deal. But Cincinnati's getting out of Jesse Winker is just amazing. Of course, he's coming up on free agency, so that's a problem for Cincinnati, always is. So let's get as much as we can. Let's develop players that are really, really good and then give them to other teams.
You know, his OPS has been pretty sporty.
No, he's good.
My last 2 years, 932, 949, he's probably hitting his prime, but I can't get too worked up over. I'm not scared of the Mariners. At any point, that city could be taken over by rogues. They set up shop with another Chaz or a Chop or whatever they're calling it. And before you know it, boom, they don't have a baseball team.
Pretty sure they're going to have a baseball team. Okay.
You just never know when those warlords set up with machetes and whatnot and take over Seattle again. Their baseball team will be over. I can't fear that team. When I know at any point they could completely take over the park and just turn it into, you know, their own place. So, no, I'm never going to be afraid of Jesse Wiener or whatever.
Jesse Winker.
Don't care. Not scared. You ever seen a guy named Carlos Correa for 1 year? You ever heard of a guy named Kyle Tucker? Bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Well, have you ever heard of a guy named Matt Olson?
Yeah.
Good news. He's out of the division.
Yeah.
He was traded to the Braves, which means Freddie Freeman out there. Dodgers talking to Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
And that hurts the Braves.
I want him to stay with the
Matt Olson is a good player. He ain't Freddie Freeman.
No, I want the Braves to stay.
And Matt Chapman is out of is being dealt as well. He will be out of Oakland soon. So good news, the A's are going to be by the wayside, but it's the Mariners now that you really, really have to lose sleep at night over.
So Jorge Soler is the interesting one after last year's postseason. You remember, he's the one that almost killed puppies with a home run that was hit so hard, he almost hit it into a bag of puppies that were a mile away. I don't know why puppies were in a bag, but that's what happened. Soler is the next big Cuban up. And he is going to make good money. I don't know about a ton of money, but he's going to make good money. But there have been talks with Yankees, but most notably the Dodgers have been in conversations with him too. I just don't want Carlos going to the Dodgers. And the fact that we're not hearing about the Dodgers means everyone's going to ramp up. This is what sucks is, can you imagine, think about this. Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Cubs. I think the Cubs will get their stuff together and make a huge offer for Carlos next year.
Yeah, could well be.
If he plays well.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Go to the Cubs. That's fine.
No. And again, it's going to be a year before Boris ain't doing a deal where he's splitting it with William Morris.
No, he's not.
Guaranteed.
He's not either. He's doing a short-term deal with another team or a short-term deal with the Astros. And if you're Jim Crane, you really do owe it to your fans for you to get that last year out of Carlos. I think you do. I don't know. We're talking about because of the emotional attachment to Carlos. Does it make sense to give Carlos a one-year deal at $32
million? Yeah, absolutely makes sense. 32 to 35, I would think. Yeah. I think it's going to be a six-year deal with a one-year out, something like that. It'll be in that neighborhood, something like that, to make it look like it's going to make it look like that.
Why? All right. We all know it's not really.
Then, we all.
Because then you know what the nightmare is if Carlos doesn't opt out, then William Morris says, "That's right, keep that money coming in," and Boris would be like, "Ooh." So I don't like he will 100% opt out.
Yeah, 100%. All right. When we come back, Mary Kay Cabot. Actually, the Browns just made a trade, so Mary Kay Cabot's got to write that up, and then she's going to be with us to talk about this. We'll find out as soon.
Tell her to break it on our air.
Right, yeah, well, not in Cleveland. She might want to break it in Cleveland. So we'll do that. We'll get to Mary Kay Cabot in just a minute. All this is happening right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Let me tell you about TGS Insurance. Chance for you to, it's for you to make more money. And I know I'm not offering you a job. I'm telling you that with the job you have right now, you can put more money back in your pocket. And the way you do it, the best way is by finding opportunities to save money. Now, usually that means cutting services. This is a rare opportunity where you get an A-rated insurance company, and you are going to save money on that because competitive pricing for homeowners insurance is a real thing. And that competitive pricing for homeowners insurance means that you're going to get, the average savings is in the neighborhood of $900, but there are a lot of people who save into the thousands, including we just had someone reach out the other day and his mom saved over $2,000 because she had been with the same company for a long, long time. Make sure you get competitive pricing, and you do this by texting the word money to 232323. It'll start the process for TGS Insurance shopping your property with multiple locations. It takes 15 seconds for their algorithm to get through and give you a firm quote, and you will have a firm quote within 15 seconds. Compare that to what you're paying, and if you're ready to make the switch, they can do so today. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.